Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best deviled crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that deviled crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's. Let's do it as a family. Let's keep.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J.
What's my name?
Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big mother...
Welcome to the weekend, bitches. Hope everyone had a nice Cinco de Mayo.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know I did. And I'm recording this before Cinco de Mayo, if you know what I mean. Adios, muchachos. Man, we got a good, I mean a really good podcast for you stick carriers. Man, the nation. Am I really going to call it Stick Carrier Nation? Nah, man, nah, I'm not that douchey. Fuck that. I'm just going to say, man, the stick carriers, man, you guys keep growing in numbers and I love it. I love it so much. Somebody posted on the Facebook page a picture of the guys from Old School wearing some... the blue sweater. I gotta go back and watch that movie, by the way. This really does feel like it, though, doesn't it? Doesn't it? God, it's been over a week now since we all got together, and those that couldn't make it, I just envision all of us doing it again, and the people that weren't able to make it this year are gonna make it next. Holy fuck. I mean, it's gonna be incredible. It really is gonna be, it's gonna be awesome. I miss so many of you guys, man. It was so much fun. Can't wait to do it again. Anyway, Old School, I guess they had like blue sweaters and, or vest sweaters or something like that. Yeah, I want to get red ones. And I kind of want to wear it to a Bucks night game since, especially Monday Night Football late in the season in December when it might be cool outside. Oh my God. Get me some red sweaters. I think Christian was going to look into it. So we got a ton of Bucks takes we're going to get to hear from a lot of the stick carriers from both here in the Tampa Bay area and across the nation, across the world. It's mind boggling. As you know, I listen to every Bucks take before, I put them on the podcast. Not everyone is going to make it, folks. And just because yours doesn't make it this time doesn't mean maybe I'm saving it for the next podcast. It's just, there's just so many. I really don't want to do a 3-hour podcast if that's okay with all of you. Lining up some special guests for next week. Don't really want to pick at that scab yet because I don't want to ruin it. So I don't know if picking the scab was the right saying, but nonetheless. So working on some stuff for next week and a lot of Bucks takes we're going to get to, but I wanted to spend the early portion of this podcast just kind of showing what the emotions were like. And as many of you know, listening to this podcast, we had Brandon from Oregon. Big time Bucks fan, had never been to Tampa. Big time listener to this podcast, state carrier with us from the beginning. I mean, was just when he found out we were doing a draft party, he was like, I can't. He's a farmer out in Oregon. He couldn't afford it. There was no way he was going to be able to take part in the festivities that went on, over a week ago now at Sports Legends. So he started a crowd funding, you know, like a GoFundMe account, right? And people donated to it. A lot of people donated to it. One person donated $1,300 to it. And Brandon was able to join us. It was truly an amazing sign of generosity by everyone that donated to Brandon for him to come to this party and to see the elation and joy on his face and how much fun him and guys like Javier and everyone that came in from out of town and really everyone there. I was trying to think, like, did anyone not have a good time? And I mean, my memory is a little fuzzy, a little, but God, it was so much fun. Everyone had such a blast. Oregon. Brandon did, from Oregon. He sent me a personal message. Now, before I play what he sent, I listened to it. It was very heartfelt, but I thought it was so real. And why do you all love this podcast, right? Not just because of me, but because of all the stick carriers, right? You love this podcast because it's authentic and it's real. You know, I was a fake motherfucker during my radio days when I worked in the media. I've talked about that, how fake the media is. This is as real as you're going to get me. And anyone of you that got to meet me in person at the draft party, that's who you get. Here I am. Rock me like a hurricane. I mean, some of you can rock me a little more than others, if you know what I mean. I just really am at a good point in my life. I'm very, very happy. I don't know if I've been this happy in a long time. And, yeah, I hope all of you can feel that through the podcast. And I hope most of you that were there at the draft party were able to see that as well. Without further ado, though, I do want to start with Brandon because I did listen to it. It was so heartfelt. It was so real. It was so authentic. It wasn't, you know, a scripted thing. And so I sent him a direct message on Twitter because, of course, we follow each other, so I can send him a direct message. I said, listen, I want to play it on the podcast. Is that okay? And he said, yeah. Because as you'll hear in the beginning, you know, it's really a personal message just to me. But sometimes those are just the best ones.
Hey, Justin, this is Brandon out in Oregon. This is just kind of a private message for you that I wanted to send to you and just let you know how amazing it was to come out to Tampa. It was so weird. It's a place I've always wanted to go to. And I'll be honest, there's been times in my life where I've felt completely out of place, like I haven't quite found home yet. And it may sound cheesy or whatever, but I felt at home out there. It's so weird. And just, I mean, to be out there and to meet so many genuine people that I felt like I've known forever is such an amazing thing. And you know what I'm talking about because you've already talked about it on the podcast. But it's just, I'm already looking to ways to get back out there, like permanently. I'm going to be talking to my dad slash boss if he wants to open up a Hendrix Farms citrus division, maybe, out there in Florida. It's weird because I come home and my daughter's sick again. She's been getting sick a lot lately. I think it's just because she goes to public school out here. And the political climate out here is just fucking stupid. It was so great to be out in Florida and not hear politics brought up once the whole time. I'm sure it would be if you hang around long enough. It's the subject of the times these days. But anyways, it was just cool to meet you, Justin, and see that you're a genuine person and a fellow Buck fan. I mean, that's the one thing that bonds us all together. But now that we've all met, I think there's more than that that bonds us together. And it's just an amazing, powerful thing. I truly believe this podcast we've created can change the world. You know what I mean? It's just got to get out there. And just the camaraderie we've built is something that I don't think any other fan base has. And I don't think I'm being biased either. I just don't think it's out there. We're able to put aside all the media bullshit of trying to divide the population. And we put that shit aside and realize that we're all the same. There's no color to our skin. We bleed red like everybody else. The only difference between us and everybody else is we fucking love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's our team. So anyways, that's it, Justin. I'll let you go. I don't want to take up too much of your time. You probably got a ton of Bucks takes to get to. And I'll keep sending those in, man. You will not stop hearing from me. And if nothing else, I am going to make sure I come back out for that draft party this year. It's going to be epic. And it's going to be... You know, I think you know what I say when I say this. It's hard to find words to describe what we all experienced, but it was just amazing, and I cannot wait to see you guys again. You're my family, man. I love you all very much. And your lady you brought Friday night, she's another one that's just seems like a genuine, awesome person. I love you, man. Just keep your head up no matter what pitfalls you may have in your life. You keep your head up and you keep chugging along, keep a positive attitude. We'll get anywhere we want to go. I think I'm proof positive of that, man. I wanted so bad to come out there, and I was able to make it happen. It was with the help of other people and their generosity, which is just an amazing thing these days to see that still alive. Anyways, I'll be talking at you soon, and at the very least, I will see you at the end of April next year. Later, man.
We will definitely be in touch, Brandon, and I mean, I think Brandon is kind of the one kind of identifying with everyone that traveled in from out of town, those that couldn't, those that were there, just very genuine words. And so I wanted to share it with everyone because I think that's the way I felt. That's the way he felt. And I think a lot of you feel the same way. I mean, now that we can sit back over a week ago and kind of reflect, it's pretty, pretty awesome. And oh, by the way, that smoking hot female that was there, was on the radio, Brandon, and she actually, they have a segment on their show called the Miguel and Holly Show on Hot 101.5. And they have a segment on Tuesdays called All the Feels, where they get all tingly because they have all the feels. Ooh, feels so good. Well, she got all the feels from you, which kind of was, and she shared it with everyone throughout the Tampa Bay area. It was pretty awesome.
All right. So I met this guy who hosts a Tampa Bay Buccaneers
podcast, Uncensored mm-hmm. podcast. And so he threw these two giant draft parties this past week, and I didn't realize that there was such a huge Tampa Bay Buccaneers community. I mean, obviously, we all like the Bucs, but these guys, mostly it's guys, mm-hmm. and some women, but mostly guys, have, like, it's like this fraternity brotherhood of these, like, people who love the Bucs. And so I was at one of the draft parties on Friday, and I got to talking to a guy from Oregon uh-huh. who stumbled upon this podcast and is a farmer in Oregon.
What?
I'm like, I'm sorry, you say you, like, you till the land? What? So he's like a farmer. He plants crops and stuff.
Wow.
Has no money, has a wife and two kids, and was like, I gotta get to Tampa Bay. Not to go to a Bucks game, but to go to this draft party, because all of these dudes that I feel a connection to are gonna be there. He did like a crowdfunding, like a crowdsourcing fundraiser, and some guy from Tampa Bay donated like $1,300 pay this farmer's way from Oregon.
Wow.
So here I was on Friday talking to this guy from Oregon who just wanted to come hang out in Tampa Bay because there's such a brotherhood and fraternity of people who love the Bucks. And that just really hit my heart and gave me all the feels.
You know, I love that for several reasons. And one in particular is we take advantage of the fact that we live in a town with three sports teams.
Yeah.
We forget how awesome that is because Holly and I, we moved from a city that had nothing.
Zero. They didn't even have like a little league team.
No, nothing. And so the fact that we have three sports teams, you have people from Oregon who lives on a farm trying to raise money just to get here to experience what we get to experience on the daily.
It's so true. And it really gave me all the feels.
It really did. All the feels. So Miguel and Holly, mornings on Hot 101.5. I've been listening to it. I freaking love it. So, I mean, whatever your cup of tea is in the morning, I think they're hilarious. I think Miguel's hilarious and Holly is very, very funny. what was I saying? So anyway, so thanks to them for promoting not only the draft parties, but the movement and talking about Brandon. I thought that was really, really awesome. Definitely did not have to do that. And just kind of continuing to bring awareness to what we're doing. I think this is a positive movement. I think this is a positive thing to help bring people together and unify a community. You know, as she said there, you know, we're all Bucks fans in this area, but she could even feel the energy in the room. And that's something special. Not a lot of fan bases have that, and fan bases in this town maybe have never had that. And so we're only on the ground floor, and we're going to continue to grow this thing and build it up. Now, that wasn't the only time this podcast, the movement got some radio recognition over the last week. Now, I went on the Drew Garabo live show, 102.5 The Bone. A lot of you probably listen to 102.5 The Bone, another Cox Media radio station. I went on that show before our Thursday night draft party. So I headed there, was in studio with Drew and Seth, SBK, and John. And we had a great time. Got to talk about the draft. Was on for, felt like a half an hour. It was awesome. I mean, for them to have me in for that long to talk about the draft. And I had completely forgotten what we had even talked about. I mean, I knew we had talked about Joe Mixon, or I knew we had talked about running backs and whatnot. But Seth reminded me, hey, do you realize that we kind of predicted what the Bucks were going to do? I was like, what?
Justin, obviously Cameron Braid had a breakout season, but this in the draft, this is the year of the tight end. Do you think the Bucs could pick up another weapon, another guy for that offensive line, or should they just look for a running back
couple? You know what, Seth? I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you.
Dirt Cutter loves double tight end sets. So they have the one in Cam Braid. They do have Luke Stocker. But I think that they could look somewhere in this draft for a tight end, and it could very well be in the first round.
Could very well be in the first round. Fuck. I'm like fucking the fucking fortune teller, man. I'm predicting the fucking future over here. Ah, good stuff. All right, so we predicted the future and got some notoriety there on Hot 101.5's Miguel and Holly show on the mornings. So that's pretty awesome. So thanks to both the radio shows and radio stations for promoting us and you know, just understanding that, you know, we're trying to be very positive here and build a very strong community among Bucks fans. And I think we're again just on the ground floor. Now, one guy I know is very, very fired up, and it's our buddy Alan, who sits in section 119.
Commish, Alan here, 119. Man, that draft party was insane, bro. Hell yeah. Can't wait to do that shit again next year. Anyways, this is going to be my first Bucks take, so I'm going to try to keep it short here. Just give a shout out to everybody that made it to the party. Y'all are the shit. Justin, can't thank you enough for putting that together. Special shout out to Javier, Mark, and Lisa. You guys damn sure know how to party. But anyways, I got to get out of here. I got to get to work. Shout out B4, Bacalos, Headline Barbershop, Leo, Sports Legends, man. Yeah, sorry about fogging that deck out, buddy. All right, guys, remember, get loud on defense and speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick!
All right, Alan. Yes, you did. Nice. That was his first Bucks take? God, I know I met him before the Saints game last year, but, man, Alan, keep bringing it. I know Doug, we'll hear from Doug in a little bit. From 119. Those guys are so fired up, man, sitting in the corner of that stadium. We gotta take a page out of their book this year, right? And I just envision this brotherhood, this movement, you know, us all being stick carriers. And then just at points during the game, like, we're the only ones standing up and you look around and it's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And we're all interacting with each other and it's like, damn, we could really, you know, make that stadium alive because none of us sit near each other. So it's like, it's all on each of our shoulders. Like, all right, you know, me and I think Greg and some other people that sit in 109. All right, we're going to put that on our shoulders. We're going to make sure that 109 is rocking. I know Doug and Alan are going to make sure 119 is rocking. Harold from Atlanta just got season tickets. He's going to make sure his section is rocking. And any of you that go to games, you know, we got to do our part. Let the players do their part. We got to do our part. I've always said there's nothing more demoralizing to players than running out into a stadium and it being empty. You know, when you run out into a stadium and it's full, not only full, but electric, that ups the play. That ups the adrenaline. And the players are going to play better on the field and ultimately win more, which is what we all want them to do. So just remember that. Now, these guys had their first ever Bucks take in the last Bucks Uncensored podcast. It was so fucking good that usually if I see, like, okay, 3 in a row, 4 in a row, you don't need to be on every podcast unless your name is Lou or Will or Lee or, you know, people like that. You guys know that. But these guys were so good. I'm so glad I got to see their name again pop up on the email that they were sending in another fucking Bucks take. God, so good. Welcome back, the OKC boys.
What's going on, Commish?
What's up, Commish?
Hey, stick carriers, this is the OKC boys. It's OKC Lack.
And OKC Pack.
And we just wanted to send in another Bucks take. First of all, let's give a shout out to that Facebook page. Hey, 600 members in two days. Yes, let's get that thing into the 1,000 stick carriers. Invite, baby. With this week's, Bucks take, man. We were able, you know, down here in the Southern Plains, we get exclusive fucking interview rights.
Insider.
Only from fucking the shitty state of Oklahoma, but
yes, sir.
We were able to get an interview with our quarterback.
Our leader, baby.
Jay Boo, Jameis Winston. We asked him one question. Jay Boo, what's the difference between Bucks Uncensored and the local fucking fish wrap?
Yeah, and micro stick carriers.
Wait, Pat. Micro stick carriers?
Micro, like.
This is Bucks Uncensored. Micro needle dick fucking stick carriers. Let's get over to Jay Boo and see what he says the difference is.
It's a dog. Ain't no buddies. Smile. Let's go. It's a dog.
Thanks, Jay Boo. Anything else you got to say about this movement?
It's a fucking dog, baby.
I told you I was grateful for every one of y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
You see how we play as a family.
Yeah.
You see what we can do as a family.
Yeah.
One team, one heart. It's all about us, baby.
Wow. Thanks, Jay Boo,
hey,
for
Jay
the
Boo's
interview.
It's a fucking dog, baby.
With that said, shout out to all the sponsors.
and also Joe Buck's fan for hosting the podcast. Lastly,
Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Two in a row, and these guys are knocking it out of the park. Love you guys, man. The OKC boys. And they are bringing it on the Facebook page as well. If you haven't signed up for the Facebook page, it's so simple. You just click on it, and then I just accept you. The only reason it's a closed page is because I don't want outside. I want you to, if you're a stick carrier, you need to be part of the page, right? So I don't want anyone to just be able to read what we're posting there. I want it to be a private community, but an open community. We're open. We're going to let anyone in. But once you're in, the only way you're going to see what's being posted is if you're part of the Stick Carrier group there on Facebook. So just search for Stick Carrier and sign up. I will accept it and put you in. And you don't need to thank me. Just interact. And I think that's such a good way for everyone to interact with each other, continue to learn about each other, so that the next time we all get together, man, you talk about a party, the next one's going to be a freaking party. Mark the Mailman, I'm sure, will be there.
Justin, Mark the Mailman here, buddy. Man. First of all, Miko, if you're listening to this, we're ready for you, girl. You're real, and we want to hear that shit. We love you. We love Brent. Dude's a true baller. And damn, he can jump high. So let's do this, you know. Let's bring you on, Miko. Let's do this. I can't wait to hear that interview. As far as other things on the podcast are concerned, great draft. And Buck's Life Moments is something that it sounds like we should do. I got a lot of good stories, you know, moments that changed my life with the Bucks and members of my family and memories of great things that we all had a part in. So if you guys want to do that, I think we should. Anyway, until next time, speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick!
Oh, man. He gets almost as angry as Brandon does. Love it, Mark. Mark and Lisa were there. I mean, they had a blast. Good seeing them. They were out late with the boys from 119. And, of course, Javier was just, I mean, throwing it down like nobody's business. It's a great time. It was definitely a great time. All right, I wanted to get... What else did I want to get in here? There was somebody. Oh, man. Well, I know Ben. I want to get Ben on. Let's get Ben on.
What's up, Justin? It's Ben from Tampa. You can find me on Twitter at FKMG_killer. And, yeah, fucking, what's up, man? It's my first take, dog. And I like to say, man, I love this podcast. I appreciate everybody on here. It's fucking love. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's real and uncut. Like, Justin, he's a real dude. Like, I met him at that draft party Thursday. He's a real fucking guy. Like, I ain't going to get into details what all went down. But, yeah, you fucking real, man.
Okay.
And, yeah, man, shout out to Lou. Goddamn Buck Victory. Bat. Damn fucking Harold. John. Garve, you know. Lou. You the man, Lou. You know what I'm saying? Sarasota J. What's going on, Mark? You know what I'm saying? Lisa, yeah, man, we just had a ball out there, you know? And, yeah, get up to this draft thing. Yeah, man, I like our picks from the top to the bottom, to be honest with you. I mean, I ain't mad at the, O.J. Howard pick, of course. Number two, I think Justin, he'll, fit in. I think he's gonna fit in. Number three, Godwin, I like to throw him in the slot if you think how you feel about that. Justin, man, I think he'll work out good right there. A little upgrade probably over Hump. You know what I'm saying? More speed there. And, yeah, man, I'm ready to keep it going. That linebacker, he's going to fucking be hell. He's going to be hell. I like him to come in and put his stick all on the motherfucking NFC South motherfucking running backs. Yeah, he gonna do it. He's gonna fill in next to Quan and goddamn Levante. He gonna do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man. Fuck whoever's hating on Ira.
Oh boy.
You know, we said fuck him, so it's fuck him. Don't come for Ira. It's our guy. Ira's my guy. Irv, you my guy. Yeah, I'm going over like a motherfucking Justin, but yeah, man. Just keep in mind to always speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Oh yeah. Killed it.
Yeah, you did. Man, first buck stake. Excellent, excellent job. Excellent. Keep sending them in too. Love that. I love the virgin bucks take senders. Pop it, man. Pop it. And people love Irv.
Irv! 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 Irv!
That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome at the draft party last week. All right, let's squeeze in a couple more. And then I'm going to try and get Luke Easterling on. We'll talk about the draft one more time. Don't they have, like the rookie mini camp this week? I'm not going to that shit. I'm, you know what? Fuck that. Fuck that. Just nobody get hurt. Now they're in t-shirts and shorts. Whatever. All right. Couple more. You know, Alex, we had not heard from Alex, another guy with his first ever Bucks take. Dude, Alex came from Orlando. He was there on Friday night. Couldn't make it Thursday night. What an awesome guy. What an awesome guy. I mean, so much energy he brought. He was just instantly friends with everyone at the bar. I mean, Alex, that takes a special person to do that, to walk into a place like that, not knowing anyone. And I mean, he was instant friends with everyone there. It was really, really cool to watch. And he sent it in his first buck stake.
Everybody, it's Alex from Orlando. You guys probably know me as Hodo now, but I wanted to send in my first Bucks take so you guys will stop giving me shit. I'm going to try to contribute. And I just wanted to say how fucking amazing it was at that draft party. I've been to draft parties at the stadium. I've been to draft parties for other media outlets. I've been to draft parties with just friends and family, what have you. That was by far the most amazing draft party I've ever been to. By far. It was just amazing to have so many people from so many different places come together to celebrate as a fraternity, as a family. You know, you always hear Jameis talk about family. Well, fuck it, we got our own family now. To come there as family, to celebrate our team. And as they beat the shit out of everyone in this draft, I can't wait to come and watch those games with you guys, to celebrate and get a chance to know you guys a little bit better and spend even more time with you. I'll tell you, thank you to the sponsors, B4. Look, those bastards over at B4, I just want you to know, I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for you. Seriously, I have no idea what the fuck I was thinking. I drove back to Orlando last night. I have no idea how the fuck I did that, but I was completely coherent. Fairly sober, actually. And I made it back. So I just wanted to make sure that I gave them a shout out. Thank you for helping me stay alive. Thank you to Sports Legends for putting food in the system so that I actually had something to balance that alcohol with. Food was actually good. Bricados. I'm heading back there again as soon as I possibly can. That food out there is amazing. Lastly, I just wanted to make sure I said something. If you're at the Bucks Uncensored Stick Carriers group on Facebook, try to migrate over to the Stick Carriers group on Facebook. That's the one that Justin's actually the admin for. I just made it so we could have something temporarily to get people over to help out. But again, I know this is getting kind of long, so I just wanted to tell you guys thank you. And lastly, as always, speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick!
It's his first one, and I thought it was outstanding, Alex. Thank you. Great job with your first Bucks take. He was a little nervous. He didn't know. I don't know. I listen. Let other people do the Bucks takes. No, man. Hey, you got a voice as equal as anyone else on this podcast, including yours truly. So feel free to send that in and be a part
of this podcast, any podcast. Jeremy and Callie, then we'll bring in, hopefully, Luke Easterling. We'll try and cook up. Wait.
Hey, Commish, it's Jeremy. I'm out here in Tampa, man. I got flown out to work this O.J. Howard press conference, man. We got, dude, the juice, man. So stoked. So awesome. It's actually pretty funny being here, man. You know, all this shit with the media and stuff. And, you know, I've got, I've actually got Scott Reynolds and I've got Tom Jones and the New York Times reporter sitting right here in front of me, man. It's so funny, dude. And, you know, it's...
What? What? No. Fuck you. Bucks Uncensored's the best thing. Justin Pulowski's awesome, man. And I don't care either. Irv Kaufman, Joe Bucks fan. Dude, don't talk shit. Here you go, Scott Reynolds. Here you go, Tom Jones.
About all the things OJ brings
to. Here you go, New York Times. Fuck you, too. All right. I don't condone violence, but you know what? Those assholes need to be punched in the face. So, you know what? We need to stop clicking on their fucking fish bait and all their bullshit and, you know, quit giving them fucking what they want. Anyway, hi! We got Brocados. We got B4. We got Christian at Headliners Barbershop. We got Joe Bucks fan. We got Irv Kaufman's podcast. We got Sports Legends where the fucking draft party was. And B4... Did I forget somebody? Shit. Oh, Rock Riley's damn new video podcast. Check it out, and I'm out. Speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick!
Yeah, Rock Riley's videos have been fantastic. Ira Kaufman's podcasts have taken off. I got to get Ira on the podcast. I know. This week has been kind of crazy. I'm not recording it. I'm going to set kind of settle into new days that I record. Still going to do Sunday nights. Monday or Tuesday for the Wednesday posting, and then I think I'm going to start doing Thursday, because Friday night, like, no offense to y'all, but, like, it's Friday night. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'll probably start recording the Saturday podcast on Thursday nights, just so I can leave my weekend open. But it's been kind of hard to figure out when I'm going to record, and then you're setting up interviews. But as I said, we've got feelers out. We're going to try and get Steve Weiss on. Yes. Many of you have seen on Twitter, I have reached out to Miko Grimes, and I have gotten a response back, and we are nailing down a day and time. I'll just leave it at that. Miko Grimes on Bucks Uncensored. It's going to be freaking incredible when that happens. We'll get Ira on. We have, still have Lee from Joe Bucks fan. I haven't had Gil on in a while. We've got a lot of people we can get back on to talk Buccaneer football with you. But Miko? Oh, boy.
Bucks Uncensored.
My jam, man. Gin Blossoms. I think I'm just going to play pop music. Like 90s pop music. Love the Gin Blossoms. All right, let's get your Bucks takes. Real quick, though. I mean, come on. Home run by Jason Light. I mean, it was a home run. It was a home run. It was a home run draft. It's everything that we talked about over the last several months. You get a tight end, you get, to me, a top five player in the draft. A top five player in the draft. I thought he was a top five talent. O.J. Howard. You get your safety, Justin Evans. You know, stop going by what mock drafts told you. You know, Justin Evans, talented guy. Okay, they get their safety. They get their wide receiver in Chris Godwin. You know, I'm a little concerned about running back, but you only have a certain number of picks, right? When O.J. Howard falls to you, you got to take him. Well, now you're getting a tight end. It's kind of a luxury pick, right? So you get your tight end and Howard. You get your safety. You get your wide receiver. Linebacker, okay, but they needed a linebacker. And if the guy comes back from an ACL, it could be a very, very valuable pick there at the end of the third round. And then you still got your running back, and you got your defensive tackle. I mean, I thought it was just a – Just a typical Jason Light draft. Didn't go crazy. Moved when he needed to move. You know, but kind of played chicken with the other teams. And sure enough, O.J. Howard falls right to him. So I thought he'd hit another home run. I think Jason Light is proving to all of us that he is a stud general manager. He's piecing together a hell of a roster. Dirk Cutter is a great coach. Really, I mean, stars are aligning, folks. They're going to have a badass football team. And they got a badass general manager. Man, good stuff. Follow the light and cut the shit. Get it? From one of somebody sent a Bucks take on there? Or what, did I listen to it? I don't know. We got a whole bunch of them. I'll get in as many as I can. That's what she said. And then the ones that I don't get in, I'll get in, you know, next time. That's what she said. How about Specialist Griffith? He was at the Friday night draft party. Awesome seeing him. I'm pretty sure I bought him a shot. Pretty sure I bought him a drink. I know other people were buying him stuff. Man, it was just awesome to meet him in person. He's got his Bucks take.
Commish, what's going on? It's Specialist Griffith calling poolside from Clearwater. I'm still enjoying my little vacation. Got to see the fam. Got to see my girl. Still spending time with her, enjoying myself. But just had to let you know, man. You're the man for everything you and everybody else. All the love you guys showed me at the draft party on Friday. As for the picks, I think we're going to have a scary offense this year. Didn't get the running back that everybody wanted to, but I think we still picked up a pretty solid one. I think that we reached on a couple. But, you know, that happens. People snag up the pick you want, and you got to adjust fire. But anyways, I appreciate all the love that everybody showed me. And let's just keep growing this fraternity. Let's keep rooting for our team. And speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
Again, pleasure meeting you. And, man, he got to come home just in time for the party, and he was there, and it was great meeting him and his family, and they all had a great time. Thanks, Specialist Griffith, and we will definitely be running into each other again soon. How about Tampa Tony? He's all fired up Friday night.
Pulowski! Or should I say Vince Vaughn? Oh, my God. This is Tampa Tony. Yeah, totally old school. Straight up. You know, they say you could pick your friends but not your family. Well, I think we all picked our family. It's a Bucks family, a community. I'm so elated to what I dealt with on the second night. I couldn't make the first night, unfortunately. But, wow. I mean, just chilling out with you guys. I've never been around a group of people that I just didn't like anybody. Like, I liked everybody. I can't, it's weird. It's a strange feeling. I can't describe it. I mean, the draft speaks for itself. We could talk about that later. I want to talk about the draft party. We fucking nailed it. All of us, we all came together. And what a fucking show. I mean, from Javier to Garv to 50 Shades to, you know, fucking Specialist Griffith to France to, God, I can't even, you know, Brandon from Oregon who got some radio play. Thank you, Holly. We are gonna respect you as a stick carrier from now on. But real quick, thank you to Sports Legends, Bricados, Before, everybody. You know, Christian's Headlines Barbershop, my boy, who I didn't get to hang with for the draft, but it's cool. We'll be chilling and watching fucking Hard Knocks for sure. But listen, everybody, speak softly. And let's carry that big motherfucking stick for 2017. Woo!
Thanks, Tony. And as you can hear,
We weren't able to connect with Luke Easterling tonight. Guy's still busy. He's still recapping the draft. So we'll catch up with Luke coming up shortly here in the next week or so. As I said, we'll hopefully plan some big-time interviews coming up in the next week. But we've got plenty of Bucks takes till we get there. And as I said before, I mean, going through the draft and seeing the players that the Bucks were able to get, then looking at the offseason as a whole with DeSean Jackson and Chris Baker, Mike Smith. Remember on this podcast I said what could end up going down as the move of the entire offseason was getting Mike Smith to commit not just for this year but next year as well. So now you can build some stability on that defense, a defense that got better as the year went on. You know, people can look at the roster all they want, but what you can truly see is that once these players on that side of the ball started to figure out the defense that was being called and the language and the calls that were being made, the communication, once that improved, the defense was outstanding. And so you just look at this entire offseason as a whole, and Jason Light just hit a home run. I mean, it's just... it's really, really been fun to watch him operate and put together his team, especially this offseason. Very, very encouraging. I think if you're a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I know a guy who's a really big fan of the Buccaneers, and he's really loud. It's my buddy Christian. Hi, Christian.
Commish, what's up? Christian Perez. Back at you with another Bucks take, bro. I finally got my voice back. Holy shit, what a party. I still can't find the words. Words. What are words? I can't find the fucking words. But anyways, man, what a phenomenal party. Shout out to freaking so many people. I can't even, I'm going to leave some people out. So I just shout out to everybody, man. It was phenomenally awesome to meet the great Ira Kaufman in person. Steve Isbitz, it was a pleasure speaking with you too, and the whole Joe Bucks fan crew. The things you guys are doing, man, are freaking groundbreaking, man. You guys are changing the game, and it's awesome. You're speaking to the fans. Justin, obviously you know how I feel about you and what you're doing, man. You're my brother from another mother, bro. You're freaking killing it. This podcast is amazing. All you motherfucking stick carriers out there, you want to plan some fucking... I mean, I can't wait to more events. I can't wait to the away watch parties. I can't wait to the fucking epic... I mean, if last year was a taste, Justin, of walking into the Saints game with a couple of stick carriers, I cannot fucking imagine what it's going to be like walking in with all my brothers, man. All my frat brothers next year. Giants game is circled on the calendar, baby. Giants game circled. And I echo Justin's sentiment. If any of you guys want to grab a cigar or grab a beer, man, I'm always available. I'm always available, especially for a beer and a stick carrier. This just feels awesome. Feels awesome. I feel like I have 300 new brothers and growing. There's more of you. I know there's more stick carriers than that. But those of you that are at the party. Anyways, man, in reference to the draft, holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit! I mean, I was one of the Dalvin Cook, hooked on Cook dudes, but I am perfectly fucking fine with OJ Howard, trust me. I mean, what do you do? What do you do? I don't even know. I don't even know how you stop that. How do you stop our 12-man personnel? Somebody out there let me know. Hello? McFly? Hello? How do you stop that? Cameron Brait? OJ Howard? DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans, are you kidding? With whoever the hell you want to put in the backfield. I don't even care. And those of you that think that this is hurting Cameron Brait, folks, he's not replacing Cameron Brait. He's replacing Luke Stalker. Luke Stalker, of which, by the way, played more snaps than Cameron Brait. The only difference is this kid can stay healthy and he can fly! Holy shit, this kid can run and catch. Defenses aren't going to know what to do, man. They're going to have to, I mean, we're going to dictate to them. So anyways, I know that kept it long, but shout out to all my people out there. Javier, man, it was fucking awesome meeting you, bro. And you know what? You know, speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick! Woo!
Christian is on fire. Fire. Fire, fire. All right. A lot more to get to, but I mean, he's right, though. It's a great draft, and he's definitely right about tight end, man. Dirk Cutter loves two tight end sets. To have Cameron Brait and OJ Howard, whew.
That's exciting right there. Aaron from North Dakota, what's up?
Mr. Kamish. Aaron from North Dakota. Jason Light has done it again. Not only did his draft potentially bring us 7 new starters, but apparently these picks have amazing value to them. Jason Light just has a fucking knack for drafting amazing players. And yes, those jackasses are going to say, oh, but Jason Light drafted ASJ, and Jason Light had a terrible 2014 draft free agent haul. Who gives a flying fucking rat's ass? Those assholes need to stop living in the past and live in the fucking present. We, the true stick carriers, follow the fucking light. And I saw on Twitter that you were starting a hashtag, cut it out. I was thinking, because this kind of represents Dirk's personality a little more. What about hashtag cut the shit? Because we all know that those outsiders love to bring up stupid bullshit that isn't even relevant. It's time to cut the motherfucking shit! Anyway, I see that you created a new stick carrier Facebook page. Thank you for adding me on. And I see some parties of, stick carrier tailgating parties for some of the upcoming home games. The girlfriend and I will probably be attending a game or two this season, so hopefully we'll be able to attend those parties for the games that you have them focused on. Would love to attend those parties, because I want to party with the stick carriers! And hopefully I can convince my girlfriend to come down for next year's draft party. We both enjoyed the parties. She wants to go to the Caribbean next spring, so hopefully I can convince her to do that maybe in March or May, so that we can be down there for the bigger and better and badder Bucks Uncensored Draft Party 2018. We'll have to see how much money we can save up for both trips, and hopefully we can do both. Again, Justin, thanks for awesome and memorable 2 days of draft parties. Us stick carriers, we keep following the light. Forgot to put the hashtag in there. Hashtag cut it out, or hashtag cut the shit, whichever one works best. And speak softly. And the best hashtag of them all, carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
Excellent job, Aaron. That reminds me of the draft, a draft cruise. Oh my God. Now, TVs on cruises aren't ideal, but I think if we got enough stick carriers to commit to going on a cruise, the cruise line itself would probably accommodate us in some way. Could you imagine, like, if they're able to, you know, project it into, you know, how they have those like stages and stuff, and they just, oh my God, oh, it would just, we would go absolutely apeshit. I don't know if it would ever happen. It's not going to happen next year. No, this is, I'm talking like 3 or 4 years down the road when we were really established, and then it's like, all right, let's do a draft cruise. Oh, you know one guy I know would be there? Well, I know a few guys. Alan, Crab, Danny, and this guy, Doug. The guy's from 109.
What's up, Kamish? What's up, stick carriers? This is Doug from Winter Haven, repping section 119 in Raymond James Stadium, where we're going to bring that home field advantage back. Wow, man. What a fucking party that we had. I could only stay for Thursday night, but wow, that was enough for me. It was fucking amazing. Like everybody said on Monday's podcast, it was like meeting a whole lot of lifelong friends. Javier was the man of the party. Unbelievable that his hotel was right next door to ours. We hung out after sports legends. with Mark the Mailman and Lisa from Lakeland, Javier, Allen from 119, Brandon from 119. We shut sports legends down on that Thursday night. Kamish, Brandon from Oregon, and whoever else was all out there. Fucking everybody was great. Meeting Lou, hugging everybody, meeting Christian. Christian was cool. I mean, everybody was just, like you said, Justin, everybody has one goal in mind, and that's for the Bucks to do, for us to succeed. I don't care what all the other media members think, why we listen to this podcast. I won't stop. We're starting a movement, and they'll see next year in Raymond James when all these passionate fans are standing up, screaming out of their lungs on defense, and we can all say this started with this movement that you started, Justin. Thank you so much. It's going to be freaking great. That's all I got to say for this Bucks take. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. And the tailgate. Let's do the Giants game. It's a 4 o'clock game. Give everybody enough time to get there. You know, do what they have to do. I think it's going to be amazing. I don't want to overdo it like you say. We tailgate every game, but to have all the stick carriers meet up for a game, walk into a game like we did that Saints game, everybody screaming Tampa Bay. I mean, like you said, other fans will see that and start falling in line. And we do that a couple times. Next thing you know, everybody's wanting to do this before every game. Everybody's going to be shouting and screaming on all plays on defense. It's going to be great. I'm so anxious for the season to start. I also think we need to meet up opening day of training camp. I always go opening weekend. The last couple years, it sucked. It got rained out. But hopefully with this indoor facility, that won't happen. But I think we need to all meet on opening day of training camp. Shout out to all the sponsors before, Bricado's, Sports Legends, Christian at Headlines Barbershop. Thank you, Ira. Thank you, Joe Bucks fan. You guys are great. And remember, Bucks fan, let's just bring that home field advantage. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
Doug, 119. I'm in 109. What the fuck? But I'll be repping my section. Doug will be repping his, and you'll be repping yours as well. I'm going to let Christian, I know you're listening to this. Christian's all for the whole training camp thing. Christian, I'll let you organize it. What day, when you want everyone to go, and I will help promote it. And then maybe that's a situation to where it's a morning practice and then we all go grab lunch at Bricado's. Sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. Like on a Saturday. I love it. Doug, great job as always. Let's go to the open road, man. I always like going out on the open road, you know, kind of putting the windows down, letting your hair go and listening to Dave because that's where he is.
Justin, it's Dave from the open road. Step back for a little while, man, but draft's over. You know what that means. We're coming into the summer season, which means that it's time for ridiculously early record predictions. I counted this number up before we got through the draft, and when I got to the end of it, I thought to myself, no, you're wrong. You're fucking drinking the Kool-Aid. Take a step back. Calm the fuck down. And now we hit the draft, and now I'm really absolutely confident in it. The Bucks are going 13-3 this season, and that means NFC South Championship. That means playoffs. That means a likely shot at least the NFC Championship. So there's mine, and I know everybody else is coming with them here soon to follow afterwards. I'm pretty fucking geeked, man. O.J. Howard and Chris Godwin, two major, major picks, two major game-changing deals. So, anyway, that's what I got. And speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick. Goonies never say what? Goonies never say die.
Perfect way to end it. Nice job, Dave. Good having you back on from the open road. Conrad is all the way in New Mexico.
Hey, Kamish. Hey, stick carriers. This is Conrad here in Albuquerque. I just wanted to drop a quick Bucks take. So that draft got me fucking pumped for next season. And so much so that I've started looking at game tickets for next year. And I know there's been some talk about, like, stick carrier tailgates for home games and maybe even like a stick carrier road trip for an away game. I just wanted to get your take, Kamish, on the possibility of like a stick carrier road trip for the Cardinals game. I think this game would be a great road trip for all the stick carriers because I think our boys are going to come out to Phoenix looking for blood after the way they got embarrassed there last year. So, like I said, I just want to get your take on that, Kamish, and I'd love to hear more about the possibility of like stick carrier tailgates for home games because I'd love to come home and hang out with and meet all you guys. Anyways, thanks for doing the podcast, Kamish. It's great. I love being able to keep in touch with my Bucks here on the other side of the country. And as always, speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick.
My goal is to tailgate every game. I don't know where that's going to be. I've never tailgated for a Bucks game. I've gone out to eat and gone to bars before Bucks game, but I've never tailgated in the parking lot. I want to do that. I want to do it. So I don't know where that's going to be. I do know that I want to aim for the Giants game as a big blowout tailgate party. So I don't – listen – I'll open my tailgate up to anyone. You bring your own food and drink, and you can come and hang out with us. I'm not going to provide all that. I think for the Giants game, I'm going to ask my sponsors. I'm going to go to Bricado's. I'm going to go to Sports Legends, and I'm going to say, guys, I think it would be awesome if you all were able to provide for the tailgate, and we'll promote the hell out of you. And I think they both would. I think they both would in a heartbeat. And so we'll have some phenomenal food. So we'll provide the food for the stick carriers. I have no idea how many people would show up though. So we'll get as much food as we can. And then, I think, you just bring your own alcohol if you want to drink. And that's that. So I think that we'll aim for the Giants game, see how that goes. If it takes off, then maybe we'll do another game late in the season. I know Detroit's at home late in the season, that Monday night game against the Falcons late in the season. So just a couple of options that we could have to do another tailgate party late in the year. Always love it when females carry that big motherfucking stick. So let's welcome in Michelle.
What is up, Justin, and stick carriers all over? This is Michelle from Orlando, and I'm sending in my very first Bucks take. First off, thank you, Justin, for doing this podcast. This is awesome. Great hearing Bucks fans all over the world chiming in each week, sharing their opinions on this team that we love. Anyway, here are my thoughts on the draft. Overall, I think we did pretty well. I really love the Howard pick. I was surprised, I think, with a lot of you that he was at 19, but it was a no-brainer. He's essentially what that ass clown, ASJ, was supposed to be in a dirt cutter offense, okay? He's going to have mismatches all over the field. And picture this, okay? We have O.J. Howard, Cam Brate, Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, Adam Humphries, whatever the fuck you want to throw out at running back. I mean, this offense is going to be so scary good. I mean, I'm so happy right now for Jameis finally having the weapons that he needs to be really successful. I mean, shit, last year, what did we do? We threw 4,000 yards to Mike Evans, and well, we know Vincent Jackson was not available, but I mean, imagine what he's going to do with the rest of these guys. So, NFC is on notice. I mean, I don't know who's going to stop us. What pick your poison, essentially, with our offense. Defensively, the second round pick, I wasn't too happy with. I'd rather wanted us to trade down and maybe get that running back that we needed earlier, and maybe in the third round. But I trust Jason Light, that he knows what he's doing, and hopefully this guy can work out. It's just that Texas A&M defenses haven't really impressed me in the last few years. Well, we'll see. All right, so I know I'm running short on time, so let me shout out those sponsors. Christian's Headlines Barbershop, Bricado's, Sports Legends, B4. Yes, B4. Also, special shout out to Joe Bucks fan, Ira Kaufman. I mean, who does not love Ira Kaufman? Okay, some people maybe in this town don't, but I love Ira. Love his podcast. He's awesome. Gray hearing Rock Riley, Gil Arcia. It was even cool hearing Ledge the other day. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Look forward to sending in more Bucks takes and hearing you guys all over. And as always, speak softly, stick carriers. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
Thank you, Michelle. Good first Bucks take there. And don't be a stranger. We, you know, there's a lot of testosterone floating around on this podcast. I mean, a lot of males. Always nice to have a female stick carrier on with us as well. So thank you, Michelle, for being a part of the podcast, for listening, and for sending in your very first Bucks take. Couple more. We'll call it a weekend podcast, and then get ready for what could be a gigantic week for the Bucks Uncensored podcast next week. Derek is on with us. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Jason. It's Derek in Memphis. I want to talk about something I just read today that really pisses me the fuck off. Jameis Winston had a friend or something, and the New York Post reported this and made the title of their article, "Close Friend of Jameis Winston Wanted for or Arrested for Sexual Assault or Anything." Why does Jameis Winston's name have to be in the headline of that fucking article? Seriously. This does not involve Jameis Winston at all. But no, we gotta have our fucking clickbait. And, ooh, Jameis Winston's friend was involved in sexual assault or whatever. That is fucking lame. That is stupid. It's not journalism. Whoever wrote that article for the goddamn New York Post can kiss my fucking ass. And that's all I got. Hey, man. Sounds like y'all had a blast at the draft party. I'm going to try my best to be down there next year. The problem with it is that's always my anniversary weekend. So maybe one year, you know, the 6th or 7th wedding anniversary, one of those other years like that. Wife will let me come down and we'll come party with you guys. But man, you know, I'm just going to leave you with the wise words of Dirk Cutter. Shh, shh, shh. Speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
Nailed it. Great job, Derek. Good to have you back on as well. And my name's Justin. Damn it. Come on. It's not really that close, I don't think. I mean, it's kind of close, but it's not really that close. Let's get Will in the Midwest. You know he's fired up. He's always fired.
Justin! Will in the Midwest, man. Just wanted to chime on the fucking Bucks take. So, first of all, man, it looks and sounds like you guys had a fucking hell of a time, man. I'm glad. I'm happy for you guys, man, fucking at the draft party. Checked out the videos, fucking seen people tweeting, shit like that. Fucking, yeah, man, seemed like a fucking killer time. I tried to fucking connect on Periscope and fucking shoot the shit and add some comments, but my fucking phone was being stupid, so that was a failed experiment. But yeah, man, fucking very excited, very happy for you guys, and I can't wait until next year where I can come down and fucking party and participate with you fucking stick carriers, man. But speaking of the draft, man, OJ fucking Howard, dude. Wow. Justin, seriously, man. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. You know I've been pounding the drum, you know, in my mock drafts for a tight end. It's always been Njoku. Oh, why? Because fucking 2 months ago, I gave up on O.J. Howard. I thought that guy was a top 15 lock. Maybe even top 10. How the fuck did the rest of the NFL sleep on this dude? I mean, not just in highlights. You ever, like, put on a game film and just watch him? Dude, how much separation he gets from the DBs is insane. I mean, granted, I understand teams got needs. But, dude, the moment that fucking the Titans said Adoree Jackson, I ended up I was like a little skitty, or, you know, like a fucking giddy little schoolgirl, dude. My brother's like, you think they're going to take Dalvin Cook? I'm like, fuck no, man. It's O.J. Howard, dude. It's got to be O.J. Howard. And sure as shit, man, it was fucking O.J. Howard, man. But I can't lie. The next night when I was out at the bar with my brothers and some friends, dude, I fucking lost it when we fucking drafted Chris Godwin. Like, I picked my brother up and ran around the bar. Probably looked like a psychopath because I was around a bunch of stupid-ass fucking Packers and fucking Bears and Vikings fans. So, you know, dude, Jesus Christ, man. But anyways, man, I'm highly impressed with the whole thing. I mean, granted, when we traded back up into the end of the third, I wish it would have been Marlon Mack. But you know what? Hey, man, the more and more I read and look at this McNichols dude, who knows, man? Maybe he's a diamond in the rough, you know? So we'll see. It'll all unfold in the 2017 season. But anyways, man, shout out to the sponsors. B4 Bricados, Sports Legends Bar and Grill, Christian Headlines Barbershop. Fucking, once again, guys, I wish I could have been there with you guys, but I'm so glad you guys had a great time. Justin, man, I love you, man. Keep doing what you do, brother. And go Bucks, baby!
All right, well, always good having you on. You always bring so much energy. I love it. Hey, I apologize. That's going to be it for the Bucks takes. So if you did send in one, you didn't hear it. We'll try and get you on the next podcast, but, I mean, this is over an hour long and I want to start making these at least a little shorter now that the draft is over. I'm tired, guys. I'm tired, man. I'm doing my best though. These podcasts just about take about 5 hours each to put together, to listen to the Bucks takes, to edit them down, to put together production pieces and whatnot. So, just bear with me, and I hope you enjoy listening to them as much as I enjoy putting them all together. Thanks again to everyone that supports this podcast. Thanks to all of you for interacting with each other. Thanks to all of you that have signed up for the group Facebook page there. It's just the Stick Carrier Facebook page where you all can interact with each other. I invite you to just search for Stick Figure. Jeez, damn, Jim. Fuck. Jim Lighthall, that's what he calls us. Stick Figures. Fuck. Stick Carriers. Fuck you, Jim. God bless it. Stick Carriers on Facebook. So pissed off right now. Just Google or go search on Facebook, Stick Carriers, and you can be a part of the Facebook page and interact with each other. It's a lot of fun. And we should have, I mean, I just created it. We're going to be over 1,000 already. I just want that to continue to grow. And I want you to go and tell your friends about it. Continue to grow this brotherhood, this fraternity. I mean, it truly is a fraternity. Now that I think back to the parties from more than a week ago and what it's going to be like the next time we get together, away game watch parties, tailgate parties. Hell, I mean, I don't even give a shit what we do. I mean, we could do it could get to the point where we're doing a monthly happy hour, right? Or we're a monthly cigar, you know, we all go smoke cigars somewhere. Or, I mean, we can do whatever, we get a monthly movie. Like, we go and see the Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know. I mean, there's just so much you can do with people that are of the like mind that we all are, and when you get along as well as all of us did, it's just a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun to have those type of friends, and it does feel like I've gained so many friends just from the parties last week and from interacting with all of you on this very podcast. So that's awesome. Thanks to the kind words from Brandon at the beginning of the podcast. Thanks to Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5 for mentioning our movement, and Holly for coming out to the party and being an awesome person that she is. Thanks to Seth and Drew there at 102.5 The Bone for having me on and again talking about the podcast and whatnot. And thanks to each and every one of you unifying us all together. I mean, y'all thank me, but I'm nothing without y'all. So we're all in this together. It's fun. It's a hobby of mine to do this. So why don't I put my hobby to work? But it's all of us working together for the better good of, the Bucks fans and not allowing the media to split us apart anymore. And so I hope we can continue to do that. I'm guilty. I admit it. I apologize for being a part of the media all those years. I have seen the light. Now I'm following the light, and hopefully I can be a resolution to the problem that I once caused. Again, we invite you to follow. Well, I invite you to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Commish Online. I'm on Snapchat as well. I love Snapchat. It's more personal stuff, but I do love Snapchat. Snapchat might overtake Twitter for me. That's how much I enjoy Snapchat. On Snapchat, I'm jpulowski324. And subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. The podcast will download directly to your mobile device on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at noon. If you want the podcast before then, all you got to do is go to joebucksfan.com on each of those mornings, and they post it there first. I love all of the stick carriers. I love what we're building. We got to keep this momentum up. The draft is over. The numbers are fucking through the roof, okay? Last week was the biggest week this podcast has ever had. And, oh, by the way, the draft is over, and the numbers are going up. Look the fuck out once we get to the regular season. You are as big a part of that as this podcast is. Get out there. Recruit new stick carriers, let them know what the movement's about, and get them signed up on the Facebook page and get them listening to the podcast. Have a wonderful couple of days. Monday's podcast could be gigantic. I will continue to give you hints as to what that could mean on Twitter and social media. But until then, I ask you to do one thing, and that is to...
Shh. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Thank you, Holly. Nailed it.